Hey everybody, Josh Peck from Josh Peck Disclosure here. Hope you are doing well. A solar storm might be coming this week, and here is everything you need to know about it. For one thing, it's not as bad as it sounds, but we'll get to that because there could be problems with electricity or the internet or things. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and there you will find a whole bunch of videos, free podcasts, free everything. It's updated daily, and it's supported by viewers like you. So if you could click on the donate button, that would be great. If you can't afford to, that's totally fine. You can donate your time by sharing this video and commenting and all that stuff. Now, a solar storm, which is a disturbance in the Earth's magnetic field caused by changes in solar wind, is now forecast to hit Earth this week. And this is from the Space Weather Prediction Center, or SWPC. And that's where this warning comes from. So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, issued a G1, which is minor, geomagnetic storm watch for Tuesday and Wednesday. So that would have been at the time of this recording. Well, actually, when this video goes up, that would have been yesterday and today. So the storm watch was issued, quote, due to the arrival of a negative polarity coronal hole high-speed stream. That's what SWPC explained in a post online last Sunday. C. Alex Young, an associate director for science in the Heliophysics Science Division at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, wrote in a report published Monday that at least three substantial coronal holes, which demonstrate the sun's magnetic field is exposed, were observed in the sun last week. And here's a direct quote: "These are areas of open magnetic field from which high-speed solar wind rushes out into space. This wind, if it interacts with the Earth's magnetosphere, can cause aurora to appear near the poles." So here's what you need to know about solar storms and how they can impact the Earth before one potentially hits the planet. Magnetic storms on the surface of the sun can cause what are known as solar flares. And a solar flare is an intense burst of radiation coming from the release of magnetic energy associated with sunspots. Flares are our solar system's largest explosive events. But if the storm is strong enough, it could cause a coronal mass ejection, or a CME, which are huge explosions of magnetic field and plasma from the sun's corona. So when CMEs impact the Earth's magnetosphere, they're responsible for geomagnetic storms and enhanced aurora. This particular storm, however, was caused by a coronal hole stream. So other than a coronal mass ejection, a coronal hole high speed stream, or CHHSS, arrived slowly with a with first a steady increase in the solar wind density over the course of a couple hours. And then this increase of the solar wind density occurs because the faster solar wind bunches up and the slower solar wind particles in front of it. So these these holes allow solar wind to escape the sun and enter space. So the NOAA says, as the CHHSS begins to arrive at Earth, solar wind speed and temperature increases while particle density begins to decrease. So there's a variety of things that could potentially happen. The storm could increase the brightness and visibility of auroras, or the southern and northern lights. Aurora could be visible at high latitudes, or the northern tier of the U.S., such as like northern Michigan or Maine. Regions may notice weak power grid fluctuations, though that's unlikely to happen in this minor storm. But it still could. Minor damage to Earth orbiting satellites is possible, especially those in high geosynchronous orbit. High frequency radio waves could be degraded. And a NASA study warns that solar storms could confuse the internal compasses of marine mammals, causing an increase in standings on beaches. So you might have to deal with a little bit of fluctuation in your power, or your internet might be a little wonky for a little bit, but by and large, it's really not. It's unlikely that there would be anything more major than that. So NASA says geomagnetic storms are more disruptive now than in the past because of our greater dependence on technical systems that can be affected by electrical currents and energetic particles high in the Earth's magnetosphere. Excuse me. So we really don't have anything to be worried about. This isn't a high cause for alarm. This particular storm is categorized as minor, but that doesn't mean that it can't impact the Earth in any way. Solar storms are actually pretty common. On average, solar activity increases every 11 years, and there's an uptick in solar flares during these cycles. But fortunately, the Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field keep it all pretty well protected. NASA is quoted in a 2013 article that says some people worry that a gigantic killer solar flare could hurl enough energy to destroy Earth, but this is not actually possible. Even at their worst, the sun's flares are not physically capable of destroying Earth. End quote. So for years, people have lived through solar storms without harm. In general, the physical danger is low and controllable. And that's citing the NOAA after a solar storm struck Earth in March of 2012. So the biological hazard inherent in solar and geomagnetic storms come from the exposure to radiation, which is mainly a concern for astronauts and people flying at high altitudes. The explosive heat from solar flares can't directly hit our planet, but the flares can, however, cause plenty of disruptions, like the ones that we listed above. So all in all, no cause for concerns. We don't have to riot in the streets and leave our homes and kiss our kids goodbye and nothing like that. You might have a little bit of electrical disturbance or your internet might go out or something like that, but all in all, not too bad. So, if you see a lot of these, over embellished headlines out there, then you know it's not really that big of a deal. Okay, so if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. And again, if you could click the donate button and help out, that would be great. Yeah, all that being said, I guess that's it. Nothing to fear, which is great. Yeah, so I hope you all have a great day. And until next time, take care and God bless.